This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Russian officials said Sunday at least 27 people were killed with another 25 injured in an artillery attack Moscow blamed on Ukraine. The blast on Sunday happened as a Russian chemical transport terminal also came under fire. VOA's Arash Arbasadi has the story.
Donetsk is one of four Ukrainian regions at least partially annexed by Russia in recent years. The United Nations General Assembly widely condemns the move. The Donetsk attack comes as firefighters battle blazes at a Russian chemical transport terminal located on a site run by Russia's second largest natural gas producer, Novatek, some 165 kilometers away from St. Petersburg. Arash Arbasadi, VOA News.
Israeli attacks and street battles raged across the Gaza Strip on Sunday as Palestinian health officials said the death toll from Israeli strikes since war broke out in October had passed 25,000. Gaza's health ministry said 178 Palestinians had been killed in the past 24 hours, one of the deadliest days of the war so far. Israeli planes resumed heavy bombing on Khan Yunis in southern Gaza Strip, and explosions echoed throughout the city. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu released a video statement on Sunday in which he said he stressed in his conversation with U.S. President Joe Biden on Friday he rejects U.S. designated terrorist group Hamas demands for a ceasefire, Israeli forces withdrawal, and the release of Palestinians held by Israel in exchange for the remaining hostages. He said that agreeing means another October 7th-style attack would only be a matter of time.